Well, what about the Seahawks? Russell Wilson, Legion of Boom, Richard Sherman going to the 49ers. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think about them? Last year they came off 9-win season. They're sitting at the same over-under right now at 9.
I'll take them under this year. I love Russell Wilson. I think he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. We're going to see more great things from him in the future. I don't think this is the year for that team. They've got too many questions. As you said, Richard Sherman is gone. Earl Thomas isn't happy. I'll take them under.
I'm going under as well. Really, the Rams are going to do well. The 49ers are going to do well. Mm-hmm. It's two offensive-minded coaches. I think Pete Carroll's going to have a tough time. Mm-hmm. The Legion of the Boom is no more. They're in full rebuild mode.
Full rebuild mode. And don't forget, you got the Cardinals in that same division. Well, just picked up that quarterback. He may have some luck against them.
Didn't Richard Sherman go to the 49ers just so that he could play Seattle?
Twice a year. He was his own agent. Now, who knows there?
Okay.
And you know what? UAger does have him at plus 5,500 to win the Super Bowl.
I don't like that.
Is that too high? What do you guys think?
That's tempting because if they somehow slip into the playoffs, they can make a run just because of Russell Wilson's abilities and Pete Carroll as a head coach.
The last couple of years, I've seen it all smoke and mirrors. Their offensive line's been a mess for a couple of years. I think it continues to be a mess. They can't shore up the running back position because you can't do it without an offensive line. Mm-hmm. They've taken really good running backs and made them look mediocre consistently behind the line play. Russell Wilson can only do so much for that team.
So what you're saying is that you think that the line justifies what they've been doing lately?
It doesn't matter. They're not going to win, so I'm not going to...
There you go.
I'm not taking it. But it's just not their year this year. Maybe soon.
It's tempting. I'll pass. I'll pass on the 55.
Do you think that Marshawn Lynch 3-yard line has been haunting them since that Super Bowl
mishap? I think
Bowl
people make too much of that.
I don't. I think, why the hell do you not run with Marshawn Lynch on the 1-yard line in the Super Bowl?
When he's been running up the gut the whole game.
That's a whole different
topic.
Yeah,
that's another topic.
But I think the team's moved on from that.
Yeah, they're trying to at least.
I think the loss of Michael Bennett's really going to hurt them, maybe even more than Richard Sherman. I hear they're trying to move on from Chancellor. We'll see if that happens before the season. They're in full rebuild mode in that conference. So.
Under 9, I'll pass on the 5,500.
Agreed.
You've been listening to OOBG Radio, the leading destination for the best sports and betting analysis podcast. Check in each week for more on sports news and forecasting. Don't forget to check us out on your favorite social media website and on OOBG.com.